9:30, nearly 10 from Studio Clock. Now, sir, we say good morning and welcome you to another edition of your program, Good Morning Salon. We meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. It's now Thursday, 2nd February 2017. We will bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisse.
And my name is Abel Kaba. Good morning. Inside the program this morning, one member of the All People's Congress APC party inside one letter to the party leadership don't call on the executive na the party for pull date for the party delegates conference. Usai then go pick the new executive member them. The Criminal Investigations Department CID don't left the executive director for Chadi Abdul Fatoma on bail condition them of 2 shorty them, 1 osbook and self don't take in traveling documents them. And as Konski them now West Africa, they plan for get 1 central bank and self use the same money. Bank governor, minister, and other people from then Konski here go meet na free tongue inside the West African Monetary Zone statutory meeting. We go be February 3rd to the 10th.
Well, this is plenty of story day for you inside the program. Plus, the coordinator for destitute in distress, Mohamed Farikago, will talk about the condition of one Marie Conte, where he don't call on Salon people for help for making get well body. What about say for you inside the program? So, not going to wait, continue for listening. As today, live on air on 98.1 FM and online on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa, empowered by AfriCell. Remember, I say you can also get to live on our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/radiodemocracy98.1 FM. Drop a comment on our Facebook page or send a message to the number 077-981-981. Now, the studio this morning, I want to welcome our studio guests. Them, the first person I will start with. Now, Mohamed Farikagbo, we are the coordinator for aid to destitute in distress. Good morning, welcome to the program, Mohamed.
Good morning, Ahmed, and good morning, the people of Salon.
We also get now the studio this morning, Molai Bangura, we are the acting director of research at the Bank of Salon. Good morning, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you for having me. Good morning, right, listeners.
Mr. Molai Bangura, they also for talk about the WAMS meeting. We go start tomorrow, and the issues that we then plan for discuss the. As West Africa, they look at how to get a single currency in a central bank. When I continue for the week, we'll come back to it shortly.
The first issue we look at inside the program this morning, we're going to fumble talk international as inside last year, then we begin one project in 3 districts then for look inside some problem where community people can get in them districts here. Well, inside one district stakeholder dialogue on growing inclusive governance meeting where they hold this BNTM, the stakeholder them now the district don't say this process don't make them the able. After 8 years, they don't able now for the collect couple from council and chiefdom them, where then they shape among the council and chiefdom them. Suleiman Storm Koroma gets more on this and gonna report.
The district stakeholder dialogue on growing inclusive governance. Now process we fumble talk may start inside last year for pilots na 3 districts them, when a Kailahun, Koinadugu, and Moyamba district. From then 10 day to now, plenty thing them don't happen. We don't help community grow, one word day, and self, how the community then go able to choose from waiting and want to waiting government or NGO them go can force them for want. This district stakeholder dialogue on growing inclusive governance get inside the paramount chief them, the councils, NGOs, MP, youth them, and plenty other stakeholder them where they na them 3 districts here so. Part of waiting this committee don't they do now for make sure say then talk case and try for breed peace between community elders them and other people them. One big problem we don't they affect people them. Now some parts them na Kailahun district. Now the way how paramount chief them and the council them not be they agree for shape the couple with them be the pull pan tax. This be don't take over 7 to 8 years, but finally don't come to an end.
Mina John Coker, Mina the director for Fambuton. Well, I mean, like presently, waiting me see na Kailan yesterday, na an actual sort of evidence for sure say people can do anything if you give them the support. I mean, my body all be rise for see finally that the chairman for the district council and the chairman for the council of paramount chiefs, they able for sign an agreement, which was facilitated by the Inclusive Peace and Development Committee. Fambu talk now, we play the background role, we provide technical support, but really now then do most of the organizing. If I mean I want to call it conflict, because I'm more of perception, we've been on the growth for the last 9 years, come to an end, in that kind of a nice way was really symbolic. And also the issue of youth. Youths are now totally involved in the development of the district.
Maya Kaikai, now the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, INSEF say, a fine for where chief and community people and kinde together. And now that we peace don't day between the council and the paramount chief them for sake a couple of business, then go able use them couple years away then they collect for develop then tongue.
This is where people talk to council, we all there, you get more rural development because when you get peace of mind, when you get a good relationship, when you collect the money and use it, time by one, when paramount chief and council work together, monitor, then development will follow.
Maya Kaikai continue for talk say, people not for mix development with politics, and say, it go continue for gain support for make sure say, the district stakeholder dialogue on growing exclusive governance, where they form Nakailahun district, Olwata.
So I don't want to know the big politics, but in the way they have both with. Now, they get the program where some talk don't come with together with we, that is for peace and order. I please them. We all have a partner. We all work together. And when it's easy, me don't decide say, I will give my support to Tambu Talk as a partner. I will give my support through and through and through and through for me to say they succeed. Because when they succeed, now we don't succeed.
But now that the District Inclusive Committee don't begin their work, plenty look there ahead for them inside 2017.
18, we are a very crucial year for politics. I want to ask the IPPDC for make them take up this issue of inclusion of women then inside with local and national politics.
This is the bill once again. Me want to emphasize the question of peace and security. Security, because Saloon very prone to terrorist attack.
Which now most time with problem this country or wherever I go over Sierra Leone, accountability. Most times we activities then what will they do in the name of we subject them when they get back to them and inform them that this is what we do and this is how it comes for happen.
From war to Ebola, now to community development. We make John Coker say, this go make different authority them. Go they meet and talk about local development.
What the people can come up with, and not tied to just Ebola, a tied to what then define as Denyon development. And we believe, say, what we do now with the Inclusive Peace and Development Committee, now for work with the appropriate ministries, departments and agencies, and NGOs, for make sure say, they're able for support the people them with them plans them. We believe say once the government willing for listen to the people them, we don't see they happen small, and we also willing for engage the government. There is space for the people them for benefit.
With this committee, we don't day in place for look at the issues where they affect people them in the Kailahun district, and self able tell which side development they want, and not to the government and NGO them for force them into development. And the committee now ready for look inside issues them, we go able to make sure say, then solve problems them within a Kailahun before the attention of the government go come. And if this test case successful, it go able help other districts them for follow within them they do. Suleiman Storm Kuruma, Radio Democracy, T-Report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Send message to the number 0779-81981 or drop comments on our Facebook page on www.facebook.com/Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now the studio, one more time, I want to welcome Molai Bangura, we are the acting director of research now the Bank of Salon. Good morning, one more time, welcome to the program, Mr. Bangura. Yes, we see Salon, they host the West Africa, the statutory meeting of the West Africa Monitoring Zone, WAMS, from the 3rd to the 10th of February. Before we can talk about the purpose of the meeting, let's look at WAMS. Give a background to the West Africa Monitoring Zone.
Okay, for a historic background of the entire monetary integration program, you can recall, say, in 1975, the heads of states in West Africa been deemed unnecessary for bring the countries then together. So in the spirit of bringing the countries together, then form ECOWAS, that are the Economic Community of West African States. The major objective of the ECOWAS have been for create monetary and economic integration, that is for make the country then all be like one. But then when they form them, and with the objective for bring we to one, now before also facilitate trade, for make sure say we able trade among ourselves. But one of the major stumbling block we been make will not be able for the trade among ourselves, now the fact say each country been getting own money, and their money then they not compatible. Which means if I want go Guinea for go do business, pass I get for fair dollar before I go do business in Guinea. So in 1987, the heads of states then see this kind of challenge within the region, and then launch the ECOWAS Monetary Cooperation Program, that is a single currency with a dream for let we all get one money. Because if we all get one money within the region, it go easy for able trade among ourselves. But before then even get that thought, you go recall, say, part of the West African countries, them about 8 day we already get a single currency, that are the French-speaking countries, them. Another set day we then all they use then your money. And in that set day, now you get Saloon, now they get Nigeria, now they get the Gambia, now they get Guinea, now they get Liberia, then you get Cape Verde. So waiting then also think is, if we for facilitate this thing, let we do a two-track approach. Then why are we already there in a single currency? Let we left them. Then other one, then we not there in a single currency, then get their own couple, let them form a single currency grouping. And that now out of that spirit day in 2000, this WAMS, what they call the West African Monetary Zone, born. It's like a birth of a new idea. Say then why are, let them self form their own currency. So this happened so that we get a two-track. Say then why are they, let them order, so now that's born WAMS.
From that in the discussion that around, you know, getting a single currency, at one time we don't even hear a name or say now the echo then go on for column, don't start. So what will happen to that process so far?
Yeah, from the time we then form the West African Monetary Zone, now people then conceive the idea, say the heads of states then say, well, let this money then call them echo, because now ECOWAS issue. So if I be an ECOWAS single currency, and then we get an initial timeline of 2003 for launch the echo. But again, a lot of challenges they happen, you know, because when they set this theme of getting a single currency, we been get a set of criteria the way they meet. You know, you not go just set get a single currency, all man jump inside like that. So for create orderliness in accession to the single currency, then form a set of conditions where country for meet before you finally join that union day. And then set of thing then they nine them call then convergence criteria. That is the things that we for bring we, the condition we for bring we together, for converge we together, then call them convergence criteria. And then convergence criteria, then divide that into two. We get the primary convergence criteria and the secondary criteria. However, the secondary, they support the primary criteria, but the key one, the way you for satisfying are the primary criteria.
Some people be think, see, now the political will not be from the heads of states they make up till now than they know it will for achieve.
No, well, the political will they, but then again on the economic side, just like I say, you get a set of criteria. Them one, then say you forget single digit inflation, you budget deficit for be less than or equal to 4%, you reserves, that is your foreign currency reserve for at least able import for you 3 months or more. Then another thing with the also is even your money where it is collect as tax. 20% or more of that money that you for spend on by infrastructure so that you create the enabling environment for business. So you get a whole host of criteria then. But the major challenge apart from the political will we day, because if it not been day, then offer don't set them as an agenda. But the issue is countries then consistently not able to meet them criteria.
So if the political will day, why the heads of states are not focused for achieve then criteria the way they be set. So at the end of the day, then country then go reach that stage, they then go qualify for join.
You can get the political will, but the economic dynamics is different. You can get will, but then we all know that most of the economies here are then vulnerable to external shocks. For example, if even you watch Saloon, before the Ebola, you see, we've been doing extremely well in terms of all the economic indicators there. Then came the Ebola and the commodity price shock, we hit the country. Then all the gains we've been doing achieve during that period, before that period, we lose all. So in terms of even the convergence criteria, although you've been to do well, but you find out say one global shock make it throw everything to overboard. So that's why they happen within the region. So anytime we can get them meeting, yeah, now like for your assess how countries that don't perform, but then they find out say some country go don't perform this year. By the time when they go the other meeting, the one that will be performed don't go behind the other one then come.
So,
before.
But if we not get for the panel, did that mean say the currency not get for come just now?
No, it go come because after we don't assess all of that, I think that's making, you know, I tell you say that 2-track approach. But then in 2014, the heads of state then look and back say this progress not did too much in the 2-track approach. So now let us unify it and say, well, let's go into a 1-track approach back. And now change the timeline from the 2015 way the WAMS for don't come to 2020 now, would they go into a single currency by 2020 with a new, it's like we recalibrate the entire criteria. People feel say the criteria have been too boku. Countries then way too small and underdeveloped, you get there about 11 criteria for satisfy. And because of the challenge, we've been they say we're not able to meet them criteria, then say, okay, let we reassess them criteria. Then too boku, some then they were not even useful. So in that meeting day in Niamey, waiting basically we do at a technical level, I've been just for like, look at the criteria them, see the one then way we feel say, yes, they are feasible. The one the way we feel say they're not feasible based on the economic happenings, we change them. So that make we've been reduce the criteria them and now focus on the primary criteria then we now four.
So we will come back and can talk about this meeting we go start now free tongue, which we're gonna go look at towards the 2020 way when I look at for introduce the eco currency. Continue for the between name now Molai Bangora, in at the acting director of research now the Bank of Salon. The program now good morning, Salon.
And the program they continue, and as we be introduced earlier, we same way so get at the studio with we this morning, Mohamed Fari Kagbo, in at the coordinator for aid to destitute in distress. He there this morning for give you an update. But Marie Conte, if you don't they follow the social media, Mohamed Fari Kagbo and in team be don't they post different support where people be don't they give to Marie Conte we admit na the Connaught Hospital in need urgent medical attention, but they don't they call for less alone people help them. Good morning once more and welcome home, Mohamed Fari Kagbo.
Thank you very much, Mabel. I'm glad you for come back now.
Before you give me an update of the current situation with the assistance, we'll be asked for let the public help on our team for fly Marie Conte out of Salon. Just give people an idea of the whole thing. Who that's Marie Kabo?
Marie Conte na a Sierra Leonean, na a 26-year-old young woman. We Dina Tom Simbi actually had been there before he's sick. And I come for know Marie Conte through social media, one group where we all been there, where like people are making the right say, this woman don't sick, and they mean they stress the seriousness of the sick. So out of humanitarian feeling, I say, let me say, go see this Marie Conte and know what's in that happen. Before I go meet an Connaught, I don't ever know Marie Conte before. Now the first time that I know Marie Conte. So like can say now possibly belong come on to a poor family, and because he come on a poor family, he needs help. So like because of that one day we decide for say let we say come inside and try for help.
So what's exactly now the situation with Marie Conte? We make you all the people help him?
Well, Marie Conte in case very serious. By April last year, he been go do reporting belly arts. He been get continuous belly arts. So because of that belly arts, he been go now hospital na PPSL na Wesley Street by Padema Road. They been do operation there. One Dr. Masakoi do operation, but as soon as they complete the operation or the surgery, now Mary begin complain. Passing belly arts done, you know, they pass stool again, you know, they will toilet. So, because of that, and they may rush can go to Connaught Hospital. Now, Connaught, then go do other two additional operation back, including waiting and call colostomy. That is because you know, being able to toilet, because in belly don't swell, in belly swell, you know, able toilet, then decide for do operation and call colostomy where they do some opening, then pass pulling guts come out by inside. So like now, he able to surpass too. He don't they under that condition day for the past 10 months now, and he's still they under that condition day. We meet the doctor them. We talk to the doctor them. I come to hospital. Then say they don't do two operations. So all they don't do three operations now for the young girl, and you know still better.
So Farah, is it that something go wrong?
Well, me not able to tell if now something go wrong actually, but by look of things, like the first operation we do, now they didn't do the mistake, so to speak. Although now the medical people are able to prove that one day, but from the look of things, and so because like immediately after I do that first operation day, now I get the complication, and then being rushed with some kind of corner hospital, we get more professional doctor or surgeon them for letting able rectify the situation. But like according to the doctor in a corner, we then say open the belly, we then do the operation, then see say in guts don't mix up or cut. So like therefore they say the only thing for do at that particular point in time for get solution or for save marine life and for letting do that colostomy, that and pulling out so that you're able to pass out stool.
From all indication, it's like they're not able to do the operation as salon back for a vast in condition. And we make we see on the social media, you be done they ask for let people support them. We see some salon people be done they go they give the little way they get. So what is the current situation with that in terms of in medical?
Well, the doctor they say he go need for go overseas for get more advanced care or for get more advanced operation. So like then safe binon decide say then do a medical report, we then refer the case out of the country. So like we don't put pressure, they're able to do the medical reports. After that, the medical board back will now the board will supposed to meet in any kind of situation because if an hospital has alone or if the main referral hospital has alone not able to treat a patient, then the government get right for coming for help the patient with some money and other resources then for make a get the care now the nearest hospital or now hospital way and things you're able to do them. So we say we don't do it, we won't waka, we don't try for, because continuously we try for advocates for this on this behalf. They may not do the reports, they don't send them the Ministry of Health and Sanitation, then say through the chief medical officer can make a recommendation. We now will send to the president, because they say now the president is able to sign that one day. So we need for confirm with Madina Raman, when the deputy minister of health, one of the deputy minister of health them, because we understand that he's supposed to carry the paper go to the president for let the president sign them. That's the executive clearance for let him provide the money for Marie Conte. Because Julia Tukupa, one of the deputy ministers of health also, we know the app, we see also one in terms of coordinating this year. So, and as we speak now, we don't able get a doctor na India, New Delhi to be precise. We na Dr. Kumal, we ready for do the operation free of cost. Through one Jamal Conte be happy for able, because he get contact with Dr. Kumal na India. We don't contact him and we don't get email communication, and the doctor ready for do the operation free of cost na New Delhi. So it's in we need urgently right now na the airfare. And maybe per diem for the people that really go with them. Marie Conte Mama, because now in 3 we don't plan for go with. We don't already fill the visa form, but we know we will submit that form there right now because we don't book tickets yet, and they need forget the ticket booking and the time for fly all thing for letting we book. So like we desperately right now need ticket money for them and maybe per diem for them also.
But waiting don't be the cooperation or relationship with the very first hospital when at the PPSL way it been go do the first operation when after that it begin get these complications. Waiting don't be the support towards this.
Well, we're not able up to this day, we're not able even see the doctor safe because we don't go to the hospital one or two times, they know they cooperate at all. So we're not able to see the doctor. Although they promise we see the doctor will go there and we'll see how they will do them. But like they look, they hide the doctor and we know we will say at all. So like they don't do anything. So we like they try to concentrate more on helping Marie first than making litigation or going to court or then things and so like now that situation is really inside right now. But again, I just want to use this opportunity again to the president. If the paper don't reach him, let him sign them quick with a big, let him sign them quick because now that paper the government through the Minister of Health go able to help Marie with some money where they go able to use. If that money able to come out, then Marie in trip will able to know. Because the process on the visa, you know, in case if you know, say, they know the process on a Salonia, so the Indian visa, now Ghana than the Duam. So we don't already go there. We don't get all the documentation. And we don't already fill the form temporarily in the online for send a visa. But we're not able to submit them because we're not able to book it, the flight details. And for travel with sick person, it's very, very demanding, you know.
Right, well, continue for the return at the studio. Mohamed Farik Abo, coordinator, aid to the institute in distress. We continue the program, and now we go to another story. Usaidis Bientem, the member of parliament for constituency 66, na Tonkolili district, Honorable Dr. Tahuruku Mabindai, will make the parliament be declared as seat day empty. For Sika this National Electoral Commission, NEC, we pulled it, say, February 18, then go all by election at that constituency day. Well, for sake of this, make the Secretary General for the All People's Congress, Ambassador Usmanian Sanese, now one Rose Marie Bangura, na the APC, they don't give symbol for contest at that by election day. It talk more about this to Mange Mansari.
We been down award the symbol when NEC been give a date who for go nominate. And fortunately for we get a very competent candidate, Rosemary Bangura, very vibrant lady in the constituency. Now we win award this symbol, the APC symbol too.
What now be the processes the way the party been go through for actually awarding the symbol?
The process, they start from the constituency level. The constituency been get 12 applicants. We get a screening process. The screening was done at that level. By the 10 Nkana, the district level, it don't be 7 people. Some opted out voluntarily. They just wanted to express their opinion, such as former Minister of Social Welfare, Madam Musu Kande, who at one point not even parliamentary leader of the party, who 5 members of parliament, at one point he served as the party in leader of parliament, Musu Kande. The same just been expressing opinion, say one stand, and for give advice to those who are aspiring for that position. She withdrew, others also withdrew, so we get 7 candidates at the district level. At the district level, vetting and screening was also done. These names were also forwarded for a final vetting by the National Advisory Committee. A subcommittee of the National Advisory Committee met together with the District Executive and Constituency Executive for make the final decision. And we took the final decision in favor of Rosemary Bangura.
Among them people there with them invite and when I get Rosemary Bangura, and on a fit to say now the choice of the people.
That's right. At the level of constituency, it get approval. The majority of the people then, we are registered members of the party. We also now opinion shapers, very serious stakeholders, that the various chiefdoms, that the various sections, that the various villages give approval to Rose Marie. We know they choose a candidate from Freetown Naya. The candidate is chosen by the people, and everybody is at liberty for apply. 12 aspirants that we can get at that level. And after screening, most of them accept. In fact, the 7 people came to accompany Rosemary at the last vetting session where NAC been hold, the National Advisory Committee of her party. She is known locally for being a philanthropist, for being a hard worker, and they demonstrate a capacity for work for in people them during the Ebola period. And he said, you go, oh, this man, they help you during the Ebola. Now businesswoman, now transport woman, they get vehicles, they put them at the disposal of government at that particular moment. The people, no, they ever forget those who stood by them during that trying time, during the Ebola period.
Now, within the party now, they do with regards to supporting Rosemary for actually win the election?
The party, as long as you don't get the symbol, automatically becomes the property of the party, the responsibility of the party. In fact, the nomination fee at the party fair immediately. And from then, we participate in the campaign. On Friday, Naina, we own turn because now 2 candidates. The SLPP get their own candidate, we say we own candidate. But we, the launching of our campaign will start on this Friday.
So we stand and go conduct the election?
The election will be conducted on the 18th of February. APC will win.
So what are the chances then?
the chance is, no, it's not a question of what are the chances. We have the chance of winning. Now the percentage, I will assure you.
In name na Ambassador Usman Fode Yansane, in the National Secretary General for the All People's Congress APC Party, be they talk to Mange Mansari as you see, na Rosemary Bangura, APC Dongi symbol for contest na the by election, na constituency 66. We will be on the 18th of February. The program Good Morning Salon they continue.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. People's Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We dey drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence. Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue 0779-81981. Now the number we go add your voice to team them with the talk box now the program. And as well, not forget to go now we Radio Democracy Facebook page and drop we your message. And we will bring this edition of the program to you. Mina Mabel Kaba.
And Mina Ahmed Sise. Still at the studio this morning, we get Molai Bangura, when acting director of research at the Bank of Sierra Leone. Now, we don't talk about the process, usai the issue of the single currency bid, but now we see different people, them bank governors, them ministers, them from their West African country, the Camp Salon, forget the WAMS, started to a meeting, wait for start tomorrow. What are we waiting this meeting for look at in terms of, you know, achieving this 2020 goal of the single currency?
Okay, the statutory meetings really they happen in two phases. We get the WAMA statutory meeting. We really they start on the 3rd and the 4th. WAMA na the association, na the institution we based in Sierra Leone. And basically, they look at the broader West African monetary cooperation. That is, they look at monetary single currency within the entire ECOWAS region. Then your meeting they run from the 3rd to the 4th. On the 5th, we get the West African Institute for Financial and Economic Management, YFM, we then they meet on the 5th. YFM basically, now like the central banks, them five central banks, now WAMS, then come together, then create an institute for train staff them, the central bank and government institutions. So now like a training institute where we form together as a union. Then on the 6th and the 7th, we they get two meetings. The West African Monetary Institute, this is the institute where they been formed for oversee the second monetary zone. Then said they get the new meeting. Then alongside that meeting, we get within, again, within the region. You they see say, a lot of banks and they come. Some people can say we get Boko Nigerian banks them, and they're almost they all over West Africa. So within West Africa, because of them banking crisis that we don't happen in Europe and America, people just feel say we also perform like a college, then call and college your banking supervisors. So all the banking supervisors of then central banks then come together and form one college, so then we're able to discuss issues along that line. But basically, then meeting Yage for focus on assessing progress made in the implementation of the single currency. So we get waiting and call a roadmap. You know, before we achieve the 2020, there are certain things where we need for achieve along the line before we reach 2020. So that roadmap now we can assess. Then technical meetings go begin focus on technical studies we then do. You know, then therefore look at the impact of the globe, then commodity, declining commodity price shock on then different economies. Yeah. Then therefore look at how the economies then said they perform. Then go take Salon, assess them, how Salon they perform. Who side are the areas then where Salon they lag behind? Take Nigeria, how Nigeria they perform. Who side they lag, who side they don't make successes? Then at the end of the day, we then get a clear assessment of all of this. And then we'll put the assessment here together from that technical discussion.
So, when I don't look at why the CEFA they able for achieve them and still they consider them, they still they use them, and you know the value is still strong. They could compare them to the dollar or the euro.
Then they do all that assessment. I make the safer countries then also the part of this meeting. The UN Central Bank we based na Senegal, we then called BCIO, that is the Central Bank of West African States. Then governor also get for the part of this meeting, and then technical staff then did. So then go share their own experience. This is not like experience sharing. We all in that region. We all want accede to one currency. But then we not get the experience. We not come share una your experience with we, una challenges. Then we learn from them. And we over the years, we don't learn a lot from their own institutions. And that don't help for shape the entire integration process.
Looking at the projections and other indications, now the economy, for let's take Salon for example, and the benchmark the way or the roadmap we don't set for achieve 2020 single currency. You feel say achievable Salon for example, global midterm. Likewise, other countries are really part of this.
Yeah, you go say from now to 2020, you go say short, but I feel say it's enough time for let we able adjust the economy and meet all of them criteria then they. I tell you in my presentation, say the criteria them be boku. And we've been feel say really one stumbling block is we've been give ourselves too much for chew. We will not able chew. So now what thing we they do is we don't rationalize them criteria and reduce them. Now the convergence criteria, the primary criteria are only four now we they look at, then the secondary criteria are two. We use for be almost like six. You understand? And over time, countries really been done the perform, but for them shocks they are old.
So the issues of reserve, you know, the budget deficits, and when they reduce them, when I put the deficits, maybe you say enough for past 1% or so.
4% for deficit.
So is it that when I don't reduce them or increase them so that country then cable for me?
No, it's still there at 4% because that's not a critical element in the entire integration process. The fiscal thing for be right because now they create the platform for let you meet all other thing them. So we not reduce them. Wait till we reduce that the number of criteria. Some criteria then they will even feel say no. Then we are like it's too much for the country. So now for just reduce them, cut on them and focus on the specific issues. So now then say countries can just focus on them while instead of taking too much where you know say you're not going to be. I think we've been too ambitious.
Is it at the end of the day country then get for contribute money for this to put now the central bank?
That now one important thing about this convergence. When you say single currency, it means una get for pool una resources together. All countries they reserve the day na one port. So if there is a shock, una they use from that reserve, that pool of reserve. And that's the advantage of getting together. Because you want not go able to fetch all of them.
So una get minimum with them sets?
Yeah, well, the minimum basically is, for now, then say 3 months of import cover, but then we go get a threshold.
So for Salon, how much that one?
3 months of import cover. Salon past 3 months. As I talk to you, Salon is about 3.7 months of import cover. Not to buy.
In
monetary terms, Salon reserve is about $500 and something million. But then you look at the country in capacity for import. You find out say Salon is a small country compared to Nigeria. If Nigeria get $500 million, that's small money. You know they even do for import 1 month. Because like Nigeria is moving about 40 to 50 billion.
So because of size, we're not get for contribute much like the bigger country
at all.
Right, we'll continue for the week to go. Come back to you.
Well, we also get with winner the studio Mohamed Farek Agbo. They are the Ask the Public for support. Marie Conte, where they na the Connaught Hospital, they need urgent medical attention and they need for fly am go India, but they need support from the public. So now, Mohamed Farek Agbo, if somebody they listen, they want for help Marie, as Yusef don't say, una need money for tickets for INSEF and the people and we go with them eventually for go do the operation. How the person go contact you now?
Well, you can go to Connaught Hospital Ward 4 or, of course, you call me on 076-387711. 076-387711. That's the number that we don't always share with people them. Or I can always be at 23 Pulteney Street, na Freetown, na Monument and Relics Commission office. So, possibly also contact with that side.
Already before una they ask for this big support way now for buy tickets and other things them way go need na the hospital a day under and terminate it for go, but we see you be done they ask people again for this internal support as well, let they get them. How the cooperation be done sound like?
Well, encouraging, actually. Take into consideration the fact that we're in our hospital right now, not to plenty of money to spend. So for the past 2 months, we don't raise about $2,000 for Marie. They use part of that money there for EPAM with feeding and other medical supplies them as in the hospital. So then also we get for use part of that money back for putting documents in together. We don't get passports for in mommy. We also we try for, because even the airline them, the airline and doctor get for certify for say Marie fit for travel. So of course then back the incur a fee. Then because now Ghana then they go give the visa. Get for pay DHL, get for send the passport, then put all your equipment together, get for pay the visa fee for the nurse where they travel with them together with the mommy and INSEF. So like if you put all that together, it go up to them $1,000 or more $1,000 for for just get the document together and the visa. So now that's not the situation right now. But very, very important and urgent right now, the fact that we need this airfare. Where we ask the public, if you able buy a ticket, you can buy tickets for Marie, or if you able do for the three safe, you can do one for the three, because this is very, very important. Because like Ebdo already the doctor the under, he ready, if not see, then go, he ready for do the thing. And the thing so urgent that even the visa processing, it get for take time. So unless we get extra money, because according to the people now the consulate, if you get extra money, you can send somebody na Ghana. Since they're urgent something, then they're able to help for let them fast track within 3 or 4 days. But they say under normal circumstances, the visa they take about 2 to 3 weeks. So if you don't get, even get the money, you get for season 2 to 3 weeks for let Marie fly go. And we think say we need for make them very, very urgent, because in situation not they get any better. They cry, some nets they're not able to sleep at all because in belly they hurt. And even in India, the doctor they talk, say this now some complicated something things they don't do already. They don't do 3 operations. We call laparotomy. That's what we call laparotomy. They already do 3 operations. So it's even in India, the outcome of the surgery, it go difficult for tell. You say then we will do them, but it go difficult. But then we will take care for make sure they do them. But again, we don't meet other people. We don't write to Mercury International. We don't hear from the AIDS. We don't already meet Adonis. They're in contact with them. Instead of going to Ghana, they're in Ghana right now. I communicate to her yesterday. And they tell me, say, they say, they're not picking business when they deal with that picking business. They say, but they go see how they go. Instead, they try to see if an hospital in Ghana go able to treat Marie Conte, then they go able to do and they say, then go able to support her already.
Right.
So like, we still put we fingers crossed.
Mohamed Farek Agbo continue for the between at the studio in at the coordinator for aid to destitute in distress. Then they call for assistance for 126-year-old Marie Conte. We need urgent medical attention. In case you listen, you want for support Marie Conte. Now for please call the number 076-387-711 or contact Marie Mohamed Farek Agbo na the Relics and Monuments Commission if you get support for Marie Conte. The program Good Morning Salon they continue 077-981-981 and the number for the voice to the program. Continue for listening.
The method for storing health records is about to change forever. Is your hospital, clinic, or health center up to date? Health Connect is Sierra Leone's electronic medical record system, which enables healthcare specialists to digitally maintain and store patients' health records. Health Connect provides a secure environment, is easily accessible, has a simple data entry system, and can schedule appointments and update prescriptions and results. These are just a few of the benefits of Health Connect. You can afford it, so join the health admin revolution. To ensure that you offer patients the very best service, sign up to Health Connect today. For more information, click healthconnect.sl or call 030 or 044 432 584.
The program Good Morning Salon they continue and we dey look at more issues. Now we dey look at one pan we headline story them. Also after FG3 year, the All People's Congress APC party can hold the delegates conference for pick new executive member them. We go run the affairs of the party, but one member na the APC party don't say this term. The party for hold the delegates conference. The term of the party for hold the delegates conference don't pass and they not hold them. This make Vandy Cornell winner commission when a commissioner at the National Commission for Persons with Disability for the Southern Region don't we same way so tinap for Secretary General na the APC party inside one letter to the chairman and leader for the All People's Congress don't call on the party executive for pull dates na do where then go get for all then delegates conference. He talk more about this inside this interview with Alex Lawrence Koroma.
I may write request to the leadership of the All People's Congress for make them come up with a clear date and time, venue, and the delegates list for the convention we will all aspire for.
For somebody we know you before see the letter, what are the content?
The content is clear. We all know who that them are members of the All People's Congress. They know say the current executive, the tenure may don't end last year, May. And if you turn on end in political executive situation, you turn on end, we get for renew those contracts, those social contracts, meaning that we get for carry out other elections or whatever the case may be. Forget either we renew the people we did it or we get new people them for make the function the party in administration. But after that, till this moment, we still the wait and see when and how this convention will take place. Nobody know up to now get know who side we do. And we just they go ups and down and telling people that we are interested, we are the most fitting candidate. But we don't even know who that we talk to because convention and our delegates. And if a delegate means in a certain people, then that certain people, we need to identify them. And you only identify them if the constituency, the zonal, the district, the regional executives that they're put in place, we're going to now know who then delegates them. And then there are people that we will begin to talk to properly because this is not a general elections. Because if in a general elections, we would talk to anybody we want within the party or outside the party. But since it's not a general elections, now about delegates are matters, we will want to know the delegates. And we want to know the date and time because time they go. Now we only get barely less than a year for the next general elections or a year for the next general elections, meaning that we get lots for do. Like for some of us, we aspire for national positions, meaning that we get a lot of things for put in place administratively, for make sure, say, a lot of administrative adjustments the way we don't identify for make a career out within the party. See how we will revamp the membership of the party so that we will face the challenge of the 2018 general elections for make sure say we permanently put the oppositions them to where they are and make we proceed with the governance system. That one also it need time, it need a lot of things to do because now human beings that we deal with.
Right. Before you write this letter, you don't ever engage the current executive and the leadership of the party or maybe the secretariat for know why they know.
Of course, I don't discuss with the secretary general, but that don't matter much. What it matter, me being as a party member or party membership, now official membership, now official matter. And if now official matter, everything we would do now, we do officially. Because any say una meet up in a binding by a particular rules and regulation we written and signed, meaning that whatever una do officially. So this I think that the most appropriate way for write to the leadership and ask for date and time and the delegates list because of XYZ challenges that we would get. So this is not the most appropriate way. You for do them, then you file them for tomorrow. Because if not only Ora be then they go tell the person. People post a good dinner. I say, but can anyone want to discuss this with me? But if I put it on a black and white paper, I serve you, I must get a copy. So in the event that you slow or you deny, I will say, look me your own copy. Oh. You know, that's the end. So those are the ways that we don't discuss that with the leadership verbally. And now I don't put it in the black and white paper. And I believe that action for be taken. We for know the date, time, the venue, and the delegate list. Delegates them so that we know now who they talk to. We know who they go and pass and campaign. We'll do our internal engagement like mad people. No. We are intelligent people. We are mature people. We should be treated that way. We could follow the rules we lie down. Scenario don't put we into circumstances that we don't understand because we talk about convention. From how long? From May last year till now, convention. We don't know the time. You see, and this is not about any other thing. This we should have a time.
But one go for say the APC get some system when I can discuss something internally. Why like write letter then the letter go public?
The APC not to urge society that one day. Not to no secret society. May nobody know the pass and give bad name to the APC say then are secret people. No. APC na a national political party, na a registered national political party, a binding with conventional rules and regulations. So not a secret party. May nobody not tell you say APC blank enter and talk secret. No. There are places, areas that we can talk our internal issues. In closed doors, where we are negotiating between people and the like, but not in terms of asking for party for conventional dates or the like. They are not a secret business. APC, anybody tell you say na secret society, that person tell us say not only lie. Na baba talk in the talk.
All right, you see, you not only get engagement, overly don't talk to the leadership of the party, but wait here right then, so now. Let's assume Nana, I don't send this letter. If no, you not get any response, you get an ultimatum.
I go write them back and remind them, and that reminding them now, I will now suggest that I give them XYZ time. And in the event that they fail that XYZ time, meaning that they not only violate the general, but they don't also tamper grossly with my own membership right, because me now register pair of members. So
in name na Vandy Kone, in a member na the All People's Congress APC Party. Inside one letter, we be the explain but to Alex Lawrence Kuruma, they call on the APC Party executive member them for pull word nado, but who stem then go get the next delegates conference, because according to them, is it the time with them for being get them don't pass.
Well, we continue the program and we go now outside the CID Doug Ellis, the director for the Campaign for Human Rights and Development International Chadi, where now Abdul Fatoma as them be parliament we call them for go answer some question them Tuesday, January 31, after a Good Morning Salon program over allegation that they say make against parliament. Say parliaments receive over 120 billion inside the past 5 years. Well, CID be Olam and spend the night in a CID, but yesterday be left farm on condition of two shorty, one whose book and self holding traveling documents. Khadija Bango Abidin a CID, Usai, so human rights organization and self the legal aid board made a try for Pulam and detention. Then, which didn't think about this to Khadija Bango?
And of course, the issue of some of the things which Mr. Abdul Fatoma has not been saying, I think definitely we don't go down well with parliament. And parliament must be respected. Parliamentarians must be respected. And in Cantown, of course, they invite them. As a result of which, they are not happy. They don't spend the night there. But as human rights workers, definitely we can't hear you say somebody in the field who has gone bad is around. We not come for no waiting to happen. And we not give help.
But most people, we don't they give comments. We themselves now human rights activists, particularly on this issue where happen with Mr. Fatoma and Parliament. Then they see and say the way how Parliament go with the process for detain and say it's sleep na detention, not just proper.
Well, definitely that is what a lot of people feel, including Mr. Fatoma, including not even only human rights people. But these things happen, and not only with certain parliaments, in parliaments around the world, they have that power. This is why when anybody is going to write anything, is going to be saying anything, you should know what you're saying, you should know, make sure what you they say, you get proof for them. Because equally, they can also fight back. Asking questions, now that make the invite them. I should say, when I always say, I immediately come on the democracy program, they said, aha, this man is around, let's call him for questioning, and they have not finished the matter. He's supposed to appear parliament again. But one thing which is important to all need for know, the public evaluates our work. Human rights people evaluate we work, and we also evaluate their work. And once in a while, there are clashes, and of course, we need to mentor each other, and we need for make people approach their jobs them very professionally and fairly. And so, of course, Mr. Fatoma is being, Emmanuel Safar Abdullahi, the lawyer, is appearing for Mr. Fatoma, and we are cooperating, because internationally you have so many Sierra Leonean human rights people where at times not they present the government position well. They know they reflect the good thing they will they do. And if we start to say each way and everywhere, we are going to be fighting with them, we are fighting with our own. So we stand in, we work with them, and we let them reflect the good image of the country, especially in the area of justice. Because nationally now, people are satisfied. Say there are institutions which are working, Human Rights Commission, Ministry of Justice, even the courts. So we are working to ensure that when they come back, we work with them, they see actually what is happening. And because they affect Sierra Leone a lot in their international panels, in their international bodies, and their organizations, the way we not belong to, we're not able to get money for even attend and for know. and these are things which really must stop.
Still, the CID, one Pani people in self will be come for FCQ bail for Mr. Fatoma, now the Human Rights Commissioner, when our Commissioner Brahma Sheriff in self day, and one Pani people away help for secure the bail for Mr. Fatoma. Welcome to Radio Democracy, sir.
Thank you very much.
From the human rights point of view, what do you make up of Mr. Fatoma in detention where it is past the night at CID?
Well, you know, detention legal. For whole person in detention, for letting investigator, it's legal. But you normally follow up from the human rights point of view. Not forget, say, we are the National Human Rights Institution, where they advise government for make sure, say, governments do the right thing. So basically, we care for support government for do the right thing by ensuring, say, we operate within the laws and the provisions.
Well, that's now the chairperson for Human Rights Commission, Brahma Sheriff, be the end the interview day with Khadija Bangura, as he first interview the director for Legal Aid Board, when Fatmata Claire Ansins, we now the help go for go secure the release of Abdul Fatoma, we be in a detention from Tuesday night to yesterday. The program Good Morning Salon, they continue.
And from CID, we they go now na court. Usa Justice Babatunde Edwards don't talk say he go give in final judgment pan the SLPP lower level election case inside the next 2 weeks term. He say if you're not able for do that, he go send notice to the lawyer them of the two group them we get this case na court. For more on this, let we join with court reporter Matthew Kwati.
The lead defense counsel for some member them of the SLPP executive, lawyer Umaru Napoleon Kuruma, don't talk na the High Court say the presiding judge for the SLPP lower level election case, Justice Babatunde Edwards, for throwing the complainant them case, Nado, because in not all water as na the gazetted rules and regulation them where the Political Parties Registration Commission, PPRC, been published in the Sierra Leone Gazette, January 29, 2016, the SLPP executive been used for conduct the election. But the lead counsel for the complainant them, lawyer Sulaiman Banja Tijansi Sef, been talked na court say, the High Court for cancel the SLPP lower level election them, where the SLPP executive been hold na 39 constituency them na the country, because he say the court get plenty evidence say the SLPP executive not been used the rules and regulation them inside the SLPP 1995 constitution as amended for conduct the election inside 2016. The lead lawyer them for the complainant them and the SLPP executive been talk this way the SLPP lower level election case been come up back na the High Court Wednesday 1st February this year, where the lawyer for the first defendant, lawyer Shangari, been the make in legal submission them for defend Chief Sumano Kapen. He say he they rely on the documents them where he been done file na court for defend in client pan this case. Lawyer Shangari carry on say in client Chief Sumano Kapen na the chairman and leader for the Sierra Leone People's Party, and he say the first defendant where he they represent na court pan this case been do in best for all the SLPP lower level election them na the country, because he been set up the correct structures them for conduct the election na the 112 constituency them na the country. But lawyer Shangari been finally submit say the High Court for cancel the result them of the SLPP lower level election them na 31 constituency them na the country where the plaintiff them been done complain of, because he say their election year been get some irregularities them as some of the SLPP executive them will been conduct this election not been follow the correct procedure for conduct the election na then 31 constituency then yeah. Justice Edwards been talk na court say he go give in final judgment pan this case inside 2 week term, but he say if he not able for do that, he go send notice them to the lawyer them for the complainant them and the defendant them will get this case, but the term where he go don't get the judgment for this case ready for give them. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Matthew Kwati, the report.
pharmacy boards alone don't take notice, say, plenty people they bring cosmetic product them and they open cosmetic shop them na the country, they not get license. Anybody where they bring cosmetic or open cosmetic shop na the country, for go register first na pharmacy board before it begin business. Or, if you be not register, you for renew the registration every year inside the first 3 months. So pharmacy boards alone, they advise all the one them where they do business, where not get license, for do so one time. If anybody fail for abide by the law where Papa Government don't put for cosmetic within the Pharmacy and Drug Act 2001, it go face the full penalty of the law. So, you want to do cosmetic business, go register or renew your license now before it's too late. Now, Pharmacy Board Salon, they bring this message come to you.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. Send message to the number 0779-81981 on the open comments now Facebook page. As we still get to the studio, Molai Bangura, Acting Director of Research at the Bank of Salon, and Self Mohamed Farid Kagbo, then at the studio. We go look at some message them we will not send inside the program. The first one, go look at, say, Mr. Bangura, waiting at the role we IMF, World Bank, and the African Development Bank they play for make we achieve the single currency.
More messages with a look at this morning at the Facebook page. Suleiman AJ Tarawali say this One Money initiative is very good. It will help our business people and those traveling. Thanks to the people who are trying to achieve this initiative. Thank you all.
It is a timely move done by West African countries to start using a single currency. That will help us travel faster all over Africa. Boss Ellen Adwazakna sent this message.
Patrick Mamin at the Facebook page, he said, Radio D, please ask Molai Bangura what will be the steps to take, the steps to be taken by countries that will bring one currency into operations, wherein the convergence criteria seems to be bottleneck for countries.
Thank you, United Nations Development Programme, for supporting the growing inclusive governance, from Joshua Kamara na Freetown.
Suleiman AJ Tarawali at the Facebook page, he said, please, Sierra Leoneans, let's help and put hands together to help the needy.
God bless you, Mohamed Farid Kagbo, and bear in mind that your reward shall come from God and not man, from Siafara na Kongotong.
Now the Facebook page, Bale Bangura, they say, why not charge medical personnel for medical negligence? Most of them are unqualified.
Good morning, Radio D. Health is wealth. Mr. President, try your best to help save the life of this young lady, from Mohamed Medical Kamara Nakisi Olgod.
Will you look at more messages on the Facebook page? Kebi Conte say, Radio D, please, we are asking government to help remove the caterpillar under the Bere Bridge.
This one say, Radio D, as efforts have been made by Mohamed Farid Kagbo and his colleagues to help Marie Conte, I'm appealing to all well-meaning Sierra Leoneans, so quickly come to the aid of Marie Conte. Please help save the life of this young lady, from Castino Nalunge.
We look at more messages on the Facebook page. This one will come out from Solomon Sami Sondo. Say, yeah, no worries. I will share around to friends on Facebook.
This one say 98.1. Please let me know the mobile number of Mohamed Farid Kagbo from MF2A.
Now the Facebook page, Kadmus say, I go really happy if we use the same money in Africa. We look at two more messages. Now the Facebook page, this one will come out from Fatih Masare, say, good job, director, repping BSL quite well. And from them messages and there, we come over to the studio guest them for respond to the concerns and we don't come in, especially the one we get for do with the Bank of Salon. And for that, I come over to Molai. From there, we will go over to Farid Kagbo.
Okay. Thanks very much, and appreciate the texters them for all the comments, the compliments, and the one that we want for get clarity on some of the questions. This person they ask, say, waiting at the role of the World Bank and the IMF and the African Development Bank for achieve this single currency. If you know, the World Bank basically they focus on structural issues. World Bank, they spend so much on infrastructure, they spend on a lot of issues we bother on doing business. So one thing is, if the business environment right, they able to spend on infrastructural issues, we also go create the enabling environment. I think that's the more. It help for also foster a lot of trade within the regions. The IMF, if you look at them, they're more they focus on macro stability. And for let you achieve a single currency, all them convergence criteria, I say, then consistent with the IMF in your own vogue. We say
the country for don't achieve macroeconomic stability before it going into a single currency. So all waiting the World Bank and the IMF they do is just supporting, reinforcing the dream for let we achieve the single currency. The African Development Bank, I think one of the major achievements under the single currency now this aspect of the payment systems, you go realize, say, Sierra Leone some time back, Bank of Sierra Leone, we say we don't bring a payment system platform, RTGS, where they make now an electronic transfer of funds within the banking system, it is so fast. African Development Bank, now one of the major institutions, then we fund that one day. They spend almost like $23 million on that project, not only for Sierra Leone, but then do it for Liberia, Guinea, and the Gambia. Because them country, then see, we say, we've been ABN. Why Ghana and Nigeria have been far advanced in payment system, electronic payment systems, then other four countries, they've been the lag behind. So African Development Bank come in for help prop up them countries, they have their own payment systems platform. The other person they ask, say, waiting at the steps them for take. I think Ahmed, when we they discuss, one thing we've been clear, I tell you, say, over time we don't they assess the dream of achieving a single currency. So even when we meet in Niamey in 2014, one of the major issue where the heads of states then give the technical team now for like do a clear assessment of this thing and advise we. Because whatever thing we the heads of states then do, even if they have the political will, the technicians then get for advise them which way for go. So in assessing, one thing where we do, a lot of people been argue, say, waiting they happen, let we take a big bang approach. Let we just go inside. Waiting happen, we go they go and solve them. Some people say, no, that would be risky. Again, drawing from the experience of the euro. Some other people say, let we take a gradualist approach. You know, this Natio for takes small, small. Europe take 25 years for get a single currency. We countries that not developed, let we say take a small, and try for understand. Other people then say, let we take a critical mass approach. Countries when are big countries, we get bigger GDP like Nigeria and Ivory Coast and Ghana and Guinea. If they want, they don't qualify for going to a single currency, as long as they're able, the economy is strong, we all can ride on them. But at the end of the day, people say, no, even if Nigeria and a big country, then say vulnerable to shocks and we don't see waiting to happen. So we all go for the gradualist approach. Say, let we take a step by step. Gradually, let all man go into ramp.
But step by step, it don't take a long time. I don't take over.
Yeah, it go take a long time because Ahmed, I don't tell you, say even Europe with a very advanced economies, then take almost.
See, if Europe take 25 years, who say for take 25
no,
years?
No, we're not, we're not going to take 25, but I just they bring comparison. Say, if countries were mature, it just like if you tell Pekin, say, tote this wood, where the big one take almost 1 year for total. You're not going
to
expect
so
that.
So the plan for all go small to all the countries then can't.
For together. All man for meet
so
the
if
criteria.
Two countries then feel still then strong, they're not going to start though the other and then join later.
Then you still go. Now that's people been they say, and that is the critical mass. But we they say because everybody is vulnerable to shock. Imagine Nigeria almost like 1 year ago, them say Nigeria now the biggest economy in Africa. It not even take 1 year, it don't collapse. South Africa don't beat them back. So a not consistently able performing role.
So that means say una as central bank people need for begin think of how for able for or the whole of the financial sector they think of how for you know put things in place wouldn't shock the house or not for the affects the economy bad one.
Well, that is why most countries they look at now say let we develop an inward growing policy, let countries diversify their economy. I think one of the major challenges where they make we the vulnerable to them shocks here, even like Salone, now because we depend too much on minerals. So when price of their minerals then they go down, it is say we are exposed. So now most people, if you look at the current budget speech, they focus on more building resilience, but they're making the economy more diversified. You go only able mitigate their shocks then the way you diversify the economy.
But if the private sector say for go in their areas and they mean say money for the with the bank there, especially commercial bank then forget so able for lend people then say okay go invest in this, go invest in the way then they also a big challenge.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. That is why we they take the holistic approach. We they say you also for let the business thrive. It's not just about giving the business the finance, but the enabling environment for the if it not the people forget money for buy the products then where they produce. So until income levels then grow, it will be difficult for let the businesses then also grow.
Yeah, all under the gap towards the same achieving the single currency.
So that is why we are saying with the single currency, even the market will become larger. You not go only sell as a loan, but you get the opportunity for sell your goods then around the entire region.
All right, continue further with Twin at the studio.
We will come back to you just no more. Let me quickly come to Mohamed Farikabo. As text message and become in France, somebody be asked for a contact as well.
Well, my number is 076-387711. 076-387711. Well, I want to tell the one way send text message plenty thank you, and also all you and the way don't they support this cause so far. We want to again tell them thank you because you know actually easy. On the part of the ministry, even I don't collaborate with other people. Like yesterday, so I don't talk with Sirajin Rulings Kamara. We he of course gets some discussions with both Zulatu Kupa, the deputy, one of the deputy ministers, and also Madina Rahman. And the according to which he don't tell me, the ministry don't do everything, only that they need for take the documents, for go to president, for the sign them. So when once the government show this kind of commitments, then it will be easy. We not go even get need for ask anybody for assistance again, because if the government provide the resources, then it will just easy. We only hope say the deputy minister will take the document to the president. If not already don't do so, then the president will sign up and we will see this come to fruition very, very soon. But so far, the ministry actually don't try in terms of helping for the we put the papers them together.
Apart from the individual support, we will be done to see some people be done the gi. The public concerns be done to come now, some social media forums and say salon people can help, but we now see more cooperation from the angle of institutions them, or perhaps somebody in governance they may expect say go just come and say then the help Marie Conte. Una they look forward to this as well?
Yes, because when somebody in distress, if they look to the first help we can, the first way we possible, then the person is open to that. So we not see institutions they don't come in it, and again we the ABUP say the governments go do them, and we trust it and go do them, and as they do them so then we go just push go before. But again, if institutions then come in, then it will be nice, because mostly inside saloon, if some big politician don't know it before something, it go it can difficult for some people to help. But again, we expect say like people will come in, but I think say some people in the wait again, let me go meet them. So we don't do one for one or two institutions. We go continue to do one for other one, so that we go get this thing at we back. We don't need much again. The siren are the big thing where we go expect, say, we will spend plenty money on the medical side for pay for the medical business. Now that the one come on our way, we don't get somebody through Jamal Conte, we don't decide for help with Dr. Kumal. We just need now the airfare for the three people and patients, according to the airlines, them we travel with patients, especially if now patients we bedridden, we like we don't need a bed, you get for use stretcher and you get for take more space. So the patient no more, you get forget, you get for pay more money for them than the other people we would travel normal one. So involves some small money actually.
What about the timeliness again for the response? Because ultimately, they do go for the time, especially when involved in life.
Yes, exactly. And it don't been our hospital for the past 10 months. Now, 11 months, it starts now this February. The time, no really they on the site. And we only hope say we know we will lose them before action could be done. So we they ask that government speed up this process so that we will fly Marie as soon as possible for Kayangu.
All right, Mohamed Farikabo, continue for the week at the studio. And if you listen, you want for support 26-year-old Marie Conte, and for call 076-387711. 076-387711. You can call that number there and support Marie Conte as he need urgent medical attention and they want for raise money. Also, they go able for pay for in ticket and two people and we go get for day with them. As Mame Farikabo said, they don't get doctor na India. We say a promise they go able for do in operation, but they need urgent support for me then go able for fly Marie Conte out of saloon. The program Good Morning Saloon they continue, and now na time for listening to Wakabot.
People of Kailaho. Onyogo ashe unu boss by enjoyment, oya. Tomorrow then go officially open that road. We go make Chago na Kailaho. Because I did the company will make that corner road. Now them back they go make that remaining road today. Oh yeah. I did all the road then go fine. But you know what Timmy want here, Daddy Wakabot? I want you a local content policy. Self they begin make road them. We beat them an international bidding. I tell you, my in, I say I want a local content policy. Then self begin work, but then you know, then can road them there. Oh, yeah, I say now that make that boob and that juma. If me see local content policy handle down there, I think that the workabout go be over happy. Because me now one party way to support this local content business. I tell you my in. So now that make, I think with the student government contract, all the foreign companies and the balance are now. So now we begin to see back the foreign contract, then the local content policy they get them. I tell you, that then they go make duty because this austerity, when you give local content something for do, if they come back to the people in Nigeria, the same people in the country now they go enjoy. But if you go take that number, you they give foreign company, the kind impact way they create you go small. So do ya any other international bidding way they, I mean, any foreign donor bid the way they, especially the double band that do. I want a local content policy and do them. Okay, oh. Oh, yeah, I say, Nati, I tell you no but so. I say, Nati, I tell you no but so. Then fine picking the whole nuking, hear them voice. I did that voice of democracy. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, me go just tune me radio by 8 o'clock. I begin listening. I did them picking, and they get voice my in. But anyway, then go tell you no about that more. I tell you no, the drama they happen. Oh, yeah, the drama. Oh, yeah, the drama. We know what we get. As in, what we get. That you are about no, they talk plenty. It's that thing, and they pass the call to get it now. As in, I meet them a book face and support. The thing, they what they hear. The audio, they what they hear. The laugh for myself. Anyway, as in, now this the laugh for myself. Hey, anyway, let's just they push and they go. Because tomorrow, when we meet up, I will tell you, wait till you for know. Because even man then don't begin say 2018, they want. Be the honorable Wakabot.
All right, from Wakabot, we continue the program Good Morning Saloon, and we quickly look at one other issue. Usai, Tuesday, January 31st, we've been see the legal aid board pull one press release nado. Usai then say then suspend one pan paralegal them when Ibrahim Kalon, because then say he been commit offense na the New Englandville police station where the law not grief for. The deputy head of media and public relations, na the Saloon Police Inspector Michael Kelly Dumbuya, don't say the New Englandville Police Station no get record of any Ibrahim Kalon way then say commit offense where legal aid board don't suspend them for. We own reporter Mohammed Sharif look inside this and gonna report.
This being time, the legal aid board been trained about 31 paralegal stem. Where the Open Society Initiative for West Africa, OSIWA, give support for work with local authority them for provide legal assistance to people we pull in a different community them all about the country. But this BNTM, what don't they go around that the social media but one paralegal where they work for the legal aid board but one picking case we make Tuesday, February 31. The legal aid board been hold one press conference. Now the legal aid board headquarters Naguma building Freetown. But this issue, Usai the executive director for legal aid board, Madam Fatmata Clara Carlton Hansen, Say the board don't suspend one Ibrahim Kalon for sake of some offense then where the alert say been take place at the New England police station. According to the press release,
he is suspended on half pay pending hearing and determination of the matter. But on Friday the 27th of January 2017, Mr. Ibrahim Kalon, paralegal, went to secure bail in respect of two children at the New England police station. Bail was secured, and thereafter it is alleged some offenses took place. Due to ethical reasons, both matters involving Mr. Ibrahim Kalon and the Children Forum Network members Mr. Kalon is representing have been handed over to counsel outside the Legal Aid Board.
Madam Hansen's be appealed to the general public not for writing them that the social media will go bring problem.
The board wishes to take the opportunity to appeal to all parties to exercise restraint. Stop writing inflammatory or distorted articles against either party, especially on social media, or taking divisive actions which break groups apart.
And for Fennel Smallbody's case, now the New England police station, as the legal aid board don't already suspend one of them paralegals then, the deputy head of media and public relations, now the Sierra Leone police, Inspector Michael K. Dumbuya, been confirmed to Radio Democracy, say the New England police station been received one complaint against one 16-year-old Bobo, January 27, from one social service officer, well attached to the Ministry of Social Welfare, Gender and Children's Affairs, Napoloko, for the Santigi Bangura. We make have been asked, Inspector Michael Dumbuya, but the record where the New England police station get with regards to the picking them where the legal aid board say Ibrahim Kalon been bailed at the station.
Incidentally, I happened for set eyes on the press release from the legal aid board, and I tell you to all amount of certainty and authority that the complaint in question where New Englandville police station investigate gets for root one juvenile offender by the name of Mohamed Konta Konte, 16 years old. Not to two. Per se, are aware of one.
But legal aid board the try for saying that two picking them be really dead at the police station.
I tell you from waiting are aware of a complaint made by an officer of the social services and the social ministry we attached put local, a complaint of disorderly behavior against one juvenile. Are aware of one. The police look into the complaint.
According to the legal aid board inside and press release say, Friday, January 27, Ibrahim Kalon, when a then child advocate paralegals them, been gone at the New England police station, forgets bail for the picking them where the board say. But this, the police been get different view. Make a been ask Inspector Dumbuya, but could that been signed and bail for this 16-year-old Bobo, where police get record of?
A legal practitioner, the picking, this is no hiding thing any longer because this stuff long go viral. So I go blunt enough for say the juvenile in question, the policeman grant and bail to lawyer Jules Dintawali, when a legal practitioner.
As much as una don't grant the picking, but one go on for know whether the police na the New England are aware about any Ibrahim Kalon, where now one part legal aid board in paralegals then?
Yes, sir. Aware of Ibrahim Kalon, a senior paralegal personnel attached legal aid board.
How una know about that?
Well, on the 28th of January this year, police may get complaints from the Minister of Social Welfare, Dr. Sylvia Blyden, about the conduct of Ibrahim Kalon. And against that backdrop, the police institute an investigation into the complaint.
According to the legal aid board, say, na the New England Vin police station, the man in question, when Ibrahim Kalon, been commit offense. They been commit any offense na the New England police station?
The matter in connection with Ibrahim Kalon, the investigation in progress na Central Police Station and not New Englandville Police Station. And the status of the matter is that Ibrahim Kalon has been charged to court with three count charges of threats in language, insulting conduct, and defamatory libel.
After all this information, where the democracy fell out na the police? I've been talked to the executive director of Legal Aid Board again inside one telephone interview, but the different information them where the democracy fan out. But say the Legal Aid Board still stand by the press release where the board pull January 31 na freedom for the Society for Radio Democracy.
Muhammad Sharif, the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue, and we get Malai Bangora, Acting Director of Research at the Bank of Salon. Now, this conference, they start tomorrow. As you see, we get different organizations, them way, all the inside the same aspects way, they all different meter, different tender. So the delegates, they don't come, the people? Then?
Yeah, the delegates alone begin for come, then we'll continue for come. What's going to happen is just like I tell you, the meeting they precede by technical meetings. The governors, them, would they expect them around the 6th, because they own meeting on the 8th. Then the ministers.
So the 6th country, finance, all the governors, they come?
All the country governors, then go there, then the ministers of finance, then go there. And on the 10th, then like the Convergence Council of the governors and the Minister of Finance, and His Excellency, the President, Seth Godede, for make a speech. At least that could show the level of commitment in terms of the political will, that indeed we are all in this together.
So what does it mean for Leona Ostis?
Well, it really, I feel, say, for me, I just look and say it's really good that we host such a big event, more so at the heels of, we just come from Ebola, we've been done already, give we some very bad image as a country. But then since WHO declare we Ebola free, at least this the entire hosting of them kind grand meeting in your country will give people them some confidence, at least Sierra Leone is open again for join the Committee of Nations.
So now, at the end of the day, we are able to get concrete step them or direction towards the 2020 single currency.
Group. Yeah, I very much hope so, because this will be like an appraisal of the entire process, and at the end of the day, whatever thing the technical committee look at and advise the leaders and take them position, I think will be something that is concrete towards achieving that.
So what was Salonian part, you know, the different primary and secondary criteria the way they don't set?
Well, we still work towards achieving them. Like I tell you, in 2013, when the economy was very buoyant and robust, the country been very much placed for achieve, and that have been the first 10 say we'll do extremely well in all of them criteria then did. Not when the Ebola come, we reverse. But I think we will set with programs again, economic policies then for ensure say at least we able to achieve.
Some people
them.
Say we only reverse, we reverse bad one.
No, yeah, we reverse bad one. Even in terms of the economy, you know, say we dip about minus 20.6. But then in 2016, all the projections that they show say we recover sharply, because from that depression, we expect say at least there will be some growth rate of about 4.9. We, for me, it shows some sign of resilience for the economy.
One big challenge we will be done to talk about for a long time, now the issue of the exchange rate. Mm-hmm. It's still like it only steady around 7,500, and we're not today be there.
Yeah, but you know, well, these are all some of the issues then where they happen, and I feel say we will find way. It will stabilize, and we will hope say we will reverse the trend.
All right. Well, plenty thank you for joining our program this morning. In name Namolai Bangura, Acting Director of Research at the Bank of Salon.
All right, and we'll wrap up the program with Mohamed Farik Agbo, whose expectation now una get from the public, especially sometimes from the one that we've been forced to the operation for Marie Conte, we make it all end up outside this one out today.
Well, we expect say we'll come in and try for make sure say Marie Conte gets in well body back, like how we've been there. We hope say the government will continue for sure commitment, especially from the Ministry of Health. Again, we talk to the Deputy Minister there with today. We try for complete this process here, so because we already start them and we don't do in this together. From there, we go see Marie go and he will get come back with well body. Because even as we talk right now, with the people in the meeting with other case them, but it will be difficult for them because Marie case is a big case to involve boku money, and we one for see and say we push and force, then we will take other case them. Even that picking we get a tumor in chin instead of they right now a connot, we see and say instead of actually need help.
All right, plenty thank you for you joining at the program this morning, Mohamed Farik Agbo. And in case you want for help Marie Conte, just call 076-387711 and support them. Now, also the program Good Morning Salon go left una for today, but continue for listening to Radio Democracy as at 12 we get midday show. 1 o'clock, well, body talk they come up, and we go get Dr. Owisko Romana the studio this afternoon at 1 for can talk about cancer. Continue for listening to Radio Democracy. Plenty thank you to the production team, especially Alex Lawrence Koroma, we produce the program, and DJ Lava, we give technical support. So till we meet back, Mabel Kabade say get yourself a wonderful day.